This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you are a person. Daddy got new shoes.
Daddy got new shoes?
My lovely lady got me several pairs of new shoes, and I'm sort of in a new shoe space for myself.
What's behind that?
Previously.
What's behind? I don't have any shoes on.
Kelsey took her shoes off the second she got in here. Well, I'll say, Kelsey, before I would say, oh, I have one pair of shoe, and I wear that shoe until it goes.
One pair of shoe?
Previously, I would buy one shoe. And I would say it's gone after that. Like, all I'm doing is wearing that one shoe until I rake it raw and it's flat on the bottom and it's cut on the sides and it's all dirty. And then I get a new shoe. Now I have like 4 or 5 pairs of shoe that I'm wearing so that they all deteriorate slower.
Welcome to being an adult.
Yes.
Welcome to being a human person.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled for you to be here.
Thank you. It took me a while.
I do believe that we should be shoeless as often as possible.
We got hippie. Here
grounding.
We go.
Here we go. Presence.
Nope.
God gave us shoes. They're called feet.
Put that on a bumper sticker. God gave us shoes. They're called feet.
Yeah, what do
There's
we
need? Something wrong with
why
that.
Why are we protecting our feet?
Well, because have you ever walked on gravel? It sucks.
Love it. Are you kidding? It's like free pressure point
oh,
therapy.
Oh my God. I by the way, last night I did think that. There's a small patch of gravel in my backyard that I was walking on
it
barefoot,
feels nice.
And I was kind of like, ow. No, this hurts every time. I wish I could zen into it. I was like, fucking ouch.
You know what? Me and Zach Corndity Cornfell were just talking about this a couple days ago because I walked around Mexico for 5 days exclusively with no shoes, and they were like, hey, there's glass on the ground.
Wait,
and I was like,
crazy.
It makes me a better person.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Why
it
would it make you
stronger,
a better? It makes
more
you a
resilient.
Better person to get cuts on your feet?
Yeah, I want to be hardened to life.
You're going to get hepatitis.
Probably. But he was like, there's something about people with chronic pain.
Yeah.
Who like to walk around barefoot because it's like acupressure a little bit.
Okay, I can hear that. But I think that I just have stepped out. I remember I was playing Ultimate Frisbee one time. No, not Ultimate. It was just Frisbee. Sorry. I tried that.
Listen,
it was Ultimate. It was the ultimate experience.
We all know you're not as athletic as you claim to be.
I don't think I claim to be at all. As I claim to be.
We all know
yeah.
how athletic you say you are.
Just got off the treadmill and I'm benching. No, but I was running to get a Frisbee barefoot in a field and I stepped on a broken bottle. And I just felt rip.
It farted. Did you have to get stitches?
No, I think I just bandaged it up and said, this will be fine.
The thing you got to watch out for, dead bees.
Dead bees.
I'd be stepping on dead bees all the motherfucking time, dude.
Why? What is happening to you that you're stepping on so many dead bees?
Climate change. Global warming. It's a problem. They drop them from the sky like flies, and then my barefoot ass be stepping on them. They find it's like a magnet.
I feel like often you're like, you know this relatable experience? And everyone's like, what?
Yo, if you have crazy dead bees around,
yeah.
Leave a comment.
I stepped in... Comment below. I am stepping on dead bees, all cats. No, I will say, growing up, I stepped on wasps all the time.
See, okay, you just tried to pretend like I was fucking crazy.
Well, not
and
dead
then
wasps.
You said,
dead
you know
bees.
What? I did step on wasps.
I was stepping on dead wasps. No, you know, dead. Get in my head, Kelsey. Get out of my brain,
I can't. I'm here.
Kelsey, what is new? Welcome to the show. Kelsey Dara, host of Confidently Insecure.
Whoop, whoop.
Creator of the book. And I forgot the title. It's called Anxiety Self-Help. And by the way, hey, don't be sad anymore. It's called exclamation point.
This will cure your depression. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's great.
Get up and go.
I do have lots of questions for you offline about books.
Are you writing one?
I don't know.
Maybe. Tease it. Give them a little nipple flick.
I've thought about it.
You should be.
I thought it'd be fun.
And it'd be perfect person, the book?
Something like that.
I would like to write the foreword.
Foreword by Kelsey.
If I don't, I'm pissed. You heard it here first.
That's actually not a bad idea because I do think you'd write a funny foreword.
I would write a I just licked your mic. I would write a hilarious forward for you.
That's awesome. You're welcome. Really appreciate it. But Kelsey, welcome to the show. What has been something perfect you feel like you've been adopting recently that's made your life better, that's made your life kind of wild and cool and fresh?
Oh my God. Let me tell you what. This happens every time I come here where I say my answer is like, I fucking used to hate this thing. I used to shit on people who did it.
Hell yeah.
And now I get what the hype is about.
I think that's being an adult, genuinely.
Miles, have you ever lifted a weight?
Oh.
Have you ever put up a heavy thing and put it down?
Okay. I have not journeyed to this yet.
You're getting there?
I'm really excited that you're doing it because it's going to make me want to do it. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Because I'm a fucking trendsetter. And everything that I have said that Miles should try, he does it and then he likes it.
That's right.
Picking up heavy stuff and putting it down in multiple reps in a place where other people are doing it.
Uh-huh.
Glorious.
So are you doing like a CrossFit?
No, God, no.
Okay, don't. By the way,
my God. Sorry. I would never fucking join that cult.
But you are doing it.
I'm not insane. I'm not fucking trying to get over my meth addiction and replacing it with a weightlifting addiction. God, I don't have body dysmorphia that bad. I'm sorry.
So got it. So you're lifting how much?
Fucking weight, man. I don't know.
Is it like beef. Like is it really heavy? Or you're lifting like
I can lift the bar, which is 45 pounds nice. Plus 10.
That's
pounds.
Awesome. On each side?
Five on each.
Okay, so 60-ish.
And then my legs, I'm doing about 88 pounds.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited for you about this, and I definitely want to get into it because I think that what they say is weight training is just like unbelievably good for you.
Why I did it was because this article came out by, you know,
Smart magazine.
The smart people who own the universities.
Right.
And they said the best exercise, this was this year, and by this year I mean 2024.
Yeah.
That the best exercise to elongate your life.
Weightlifting?
A little bit of weightlifting.
Ooh.
And you know me, I love to optimize.
Well, by the way, that's the part of me. To me, I think the part I would get off on is
Is
increasing the amount of weight each time. Like, okay, I just did 70 pounds at this amount. What if I try to do 71 pounds?
Dog, and when you do it and you feel the burn,
yeah, that's cool.
It's a way of expanding energy that I just can't explain. And I fucking hated it like 4 right. months ago.
And to clarify, you just shit on people who are replacing their addiction with weightlifting.
The way I am obviously an addict.
Know, right?
Obviously.
You feel the burn in your... Yeah.
I get high jumping in cold water. I love fucking coming till your eyes black out. Like, I love having highs in natural states. And weightlifting is the new one, bruh.
I love that for you. And I'm ready to meet you there. I'm ready to start weightlifting myself. Because the 2024, I want to be the year that I am fit and feel fit.
Are you not?
No. I mean, I'm not, I would say I'm not out of shape, but I'm not in shape.
Mm,
I'm like
you're
net
shape.
Zero.
You're
like,
a shape.
Because I don't exercise really. Like I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm exhausted and moving just because, you know, it's like lifting up the baby, moving around, et cetera, moving gear. But I'm not really, I want to do dedicated exercise. Yesterday I went on the Peloton. Not even that much.
Oh, bragging.
Brag alert.
Daddy bought a Peli.
We got it for Sarah. Me and Gendel got it for Sarah years ago.
Oh,
friends. And it was kind of funny. It was off of Facebook Marketplace, so it was obviously cheaper than
for
like
salesies.
A new for salesies. And I went to the guy's house, and it was someone I recognized from TV.
You gotta say who.
I don't. It's not a recognizable person.
You aren't trying to be coy. You
no,
were just
I don't
like,
remember.
He had a face I've seen before on the screen.
No, I was like, I think I've seen you do like you were like a one line actor in a bunch of shows.
You remember when everyone got a Peloton and then everyone was selling them on Facebook Marketplace?
Oh yeah, definitely. By the way, all exercise shit buy it on Facebook. Don't buy new shit.
Don't buy new shit ever.
Buy more. Sorry, what's your company?
We closed it. Swapskis. Swap, guys. Don't shop.
You got to get a Swapskis t-shirt. But
we made them fresh using materials that didn't exist before. Consumerism.
You made out of uranium. 100%.
Oppenheimer. He knew what he was doing.
He did. But yeah, no, I would like to be physically fit and...
I'm calling that in for you.
And feel physically healthy.
What are you doing perfectly recently?
Ooh, my new thing that I've been sort of getting into is drinking water in a confounding and exorbitant way. I got a water bottle recently. Owala. A lot of people have them. They're new. But I hadn't been intentionally drinking water till I pissed. And now I'm sort of... I'm doing it more than I normally did before.
Miles, you realize you just told people that to drink water?
Yeah.
You got to be drinking water. You gotta be drinking water, dog.
Well, I'm back in. The other thing I'm doing is I'm trying to. Okay, this is move around. Ah! I wish, by the way, it was a scream light. The light's off. Ah! Just screaming.
I don't know why I thought I could jump scare it on.
Yeah, I know. You can frighten the light on.
The frequency of my voice.
This has been good for me. So, and I think this speaks to, like, I'm going to say an early time that I'm waking up, but I think it also speaks to, like, okay, I usually get up when the baby gets up. I'm waking up with the baby. But I previously, we just had the monitor on. When he wakes up, I'm like, okay, I hear him. I got to go. I'll go hang out with him and wake up. But I started waking up earlier than that, even though it is fucking stupid early.
How early?
Six early.
Yeah, I feel
so. I'm setting an alarm for six, waking up at six. And then when he wakes up afterwards, I did this for the first time this morning and I liked it. Just wake up before the thing that you're being forced to wake up to do. So
then you get a couple extra minis.
If you have to be at work at fucking, 8 o'clock, don't wake up at 7:45 and get in the car.
Yeah.
Wake up just at 7:15. Wake up a little bit early, even though it seems counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to need that extra...
Fucking rise with the lights, bro.
Rise with
the sun. Dog, I leave your windows open. Get a fucking sun lamp.
You're a sun lamp girly.
I got two hues on the side of my bed and they fucking from 6:30 to 7. They go and then at 7, bam, 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 bam. I got this summer day and feeling that I just begun.
That is oh my God. I got the summer days and you be on.
That or Snoop Dogg's affirmation song wakes me up every single morning.
The fucking Icona Pops, I don't care.
Imagine sleeping over in my bed as a man. Girls always love it.
Summer days, and here we go.
The girlies are like, yes.
I love that song.
Men are like, ah!
I love that song. It's just so much.
Bam, bam, bam. You know what the other one, good one is? Bit it on, big dick on mom. Fuck, that's it. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
You really are waking up at the top of your world.
I'm trying to cortisol.
Do you do the thing where it's like the
Huberman ramp out into the universe?
I feel like you're doing the thing where it's like you're supposed to get indirect sunlight into your eyes. You wake up, so you're like listening to a cut of pop and staring into the sun.
When I tell you,
I got no summer days.
The way you just shot your leg up to the
sun. I got no summer days when you were gone.
The way I go out into my backyard and I stand and I just let the sun fucking hit me and I step on raw bees.
I want to do a YouTube video that is me coming to your house really early and doing your morning routine.
The way I would love
I think it's a funny fucking YouTube
and
video.
And then you jump in the cold plunge.
Yeah.
You're laughing. I'm serious. No,
we have to do this video.
Then you get into my half deflated hot tub at 104 degrees, and then you get an MCT oil coffee.
104 degrees, the perfect temperature for bacteria to be made.
Snort Adderall. And then we're off, honey. We're off.
Honey.
Wait, can I tell you something kind of saucy?
Yeah, absolutely.
A man moved into my house.
You have a roommate or is it a lover?
He's a lover. That's also now my roommate.
Ooh, hang
it's a
on.
Bad idea. I
this
know.
Is a bad idea.
Olivia Rodrigo said it. It's a bad idea, right?
And you may be wondering if you listen to Confidently Insecure, how long ago was that breakup episode?
3 months ago.
Got it.
And he is a professional athlete.
Oh my God.
And the way professional athletes work is not normal in the brain.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, the only thing more insane than my morning routine
is his morning routine.
His fucking morning routine.
No wonder you're weightlifting. You're like, a fucking unit just moved into my house.
He's 6'5".
Yeah, of course. He's fucking jacked. What is it? All right, what's the sport? What's the sport?
Oh, no way I'm saying it.
Oh, it's definitely football.
What kind?
Soccer. It's definitely football.
I'll give you this. It's a football. It's a ball that you might touch.
Interesting.
With your hands or your feet. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Well, Kelsey, I look forward to the podcast episode about how it all went.
I can't wait for that episode, for it to be fucking over in flames, bro. That will be coming out at the same time as my breakup book, which is almost finished.
You have a breakup book?
Yeah, that's my second one. I've switched it 3 times.
Use your life experiences. What you know. Use what you know.
It's called Crying, Screaming, Throwing Up.
That's, oh, by the way, that's going to sell off the fucking Urban Outfitters main table.
If you would have told 13-year-old Kelsey that one day she would be the Urban Outfitters main table book,
yeah,
come in my pants.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That's a fact.
But Kelsey, I'm really good at breaking up, so I have great advice to give.
You've got great advice to give, and we've got great advice to give as well. And by the way, the phone lines are ringing off the hook. And if you like the show, then you can consider rating and subscribing it.
Only 5 stars.
Only 5 stars, so you don't miss an episode, and you can catch next week's episode that's going to also be a banger. And if you love the show and you can't get enough, well, guess what? Now you can by going to Patreon and subscribing to
the
Patreon. There's a cold open of this episode that's like 15-20 minutes, as well as every other episode, and they're ad free. And there's bonus episodes on Friday where I get wild and wacky and weird. And I call back people from the show to get their updates to find out how their situations turned out.
I just told a story about how I got shot with a firework on the Patreon.
You absolutely did. And it was fucking horrifying.
It was horrifying. So go subscribe just for that. Can they buy just that episode? I think they should.
They can't as of now. It's but not that's like not OnlyFans. A bad idea. Ooh, that's a good idea.
It stole it from OnlyFans.
Oh,
they can buy just that episode, and it's like $3.
And as a little kicker, you get a picture of my butt. Oh, okay. Well, you've got to get to the calls. Give a little call back here. Let's get the voicemail going. Here we go. This is a call about text advice.
Hey, Miles, and possible crew who are there.
Me.
This is embarrassing. I need help. Dirty talking this guy Uh-oh. I've been seeing and sleeping with really needs it to help him you know, and I'm so bad at it because I'm so awkward and I can't take myself seriously.
Aww.
But I really need to for his sake because it's embarrassing, and anyway, please help. Thank you so much.
Oh, I thought this was about texting, but this sounds like it's about in the moment.
Oh yeah, sexy voice talking. I sound like I've never done it in my life.
Kelsey's never, but wouldn't that be hilarious? I was saying Kelsey's never had sex.
This is the episode where it all starts to unravel. I'm like, Kelsey's old friend. Oh my God. What? I've had sex. I have sex all the time. I've never done it.
Her old brand is a lie.
Oh, imagine I'm a virgin. I'm a Republican.
That would be a big shocker.
Too far,
Kelsey.
This, I love this. I'm so ready for this.
Yeah, we got to give some hard-hitting advice here.
Some hard.
Okay.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
No way.
Hello. Yay! You called perfect. You called perfect person, and I'm here with Kelsey Dara.
Oh my God, I love her.
Hello. Well, oh my God, I love you.
She's right here, and we have advice for you, and it's all about how to talk to your partner when you're boning down.
I can't.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. No, this is. I called for a lot of things. So I have a lot of issues, but this is perfect for Kelsey. Oh my God, girl. I'm so excited.
Wonderful.
I said, Miles, if you don't call her, I'm gonna beat you up. This is a perfect question.
Kelsey said she was gonna beat the shit out of me. So what is your situation? Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Tell us about the situationship, because I love someone that can only get hard with sexy talk.
Kelsey, can you give me a fake name for this person and their partner?
Your name is Fonda.
Fonda. All right, Fonda.
Fonda?
Fonda.
That's
and then what's his
fun.
And what's his name?
Sharky.
Yeah.
Fonda and Sharky.
Perfect.
Thank you, Fonda.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay. Well, it's kind of a weird situation, and I don't want to say too much. There's no way he knows this podcast, so I think it'll be fine.
That's what you say right before it goes to the top of his charts.
It's going to go viral for him personally.
God damn it. It's fine. It'll be okay.
There you go. You're going to be great.
So you're going to do great.
It's about time he knows.
I have had more sexual experience than him in general.
Yeah, you have, you little slut. We love an ethical slut. Hell yeah, you are. I love it.
Listen, I'm a Gemini Venus. My friends make fun of it for me. Oh,
yes, queen. Yeah. We love that energy.
Thank you. But he's 9 years older than me. I have daddy issues. So like older men have always hit different for me.
Sure.
Yeah, they do.
But he was super inexperienced originally. So he didn't really know what he liked.
That's okay. We all have different phases and stages.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's like his past with like religion. Too much information.
He had a religy past.
Yeah, where religion is literally like runs everything here. It's a little scary sometimes. Sure. But so he grew up in that, is out of that now, obviously.
Yay.
But he has this thing that I've noticed. The only time I can sort of get him to the way that I can really get him to finish fast, in a decent amount of time, is he has like a breeding kink.
Oh yes, I fucking love that.
Describe to me what that is, because I feel like
aware. Literally made a human.
No, I'm aware. It just means that he's like he thinks it's hot to have the idea that he's gonna like get you pregnant.
Yes exactly.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Oh my God, Fonda, this is one of my kinks.
It's hot. It doesn't turn me off.
Oh, good.
So it's like all role play. He's not being serious, and I do know that. Yeah. I'm not that like a little stupid.
Uh-huh.
But I have no phrases to say. Like I don't know how to do, because I'm already bad at dirty talking in general.
No, you're not. You're getting better at it. You're working towards it. We're going to take that negative language out of our repertoire.
You called the two best sex ghostwriters in the business, okay?
That's so true. You have a baby and
I have got a breeding kink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A baby and a breeding kink.
Two men, a baby and a breeding kink.
Two sides of the same coin, you know?
There you go. So your question is,
what do you say?
You're out of things to say? Or like, how long have you been sleeping with Sharky?
Yeah, we've been seeing each other for a few months. We've only been sleeping together for like a month and a half.
And you're already out.
Whoa.
You do little rabbits, you.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You're out of all... Wait, sorry, you're out of phrases. Well, I find that... Here's the thing about... dirty talks.
Yeah.
I feel like the best move with a dirty talk is one that's not premeditated. It's like out of fucking pocket.
But that, I thought you were about to say out of fucking cocket. That's best case scenario. That's someone who's a good improviser.
No. You don't need to. You don't need to. You just don't want. I'm saying that we can pre-write some right now for you, but they should feel whoa.
They should just feel
where did that even come from? He, from his perspective, he's like, what are you talking about?
And this is more like...
Yeah, which is what I need.
Yeah, you need... Do you need finishing phrases or you need like overall...
Do you need finishing
You need like
phrases.
Story arc. Okay.
Literally everything. Because when I'm having sex, like my head goes empty. Like I can't... I cannot articulate things.
That means you're having great sex. That's great.
That's great.
It does. It's great.
Okay.
It's super good. He somehow knows how to do everything without having like hardly any experience. It's fine. It's dope.
That's great.
But I just can't think of what to say.
Give me your message, Kelsey. First thing I want to say, thank you so much for talking so openly about sex. We don't talk about it enough, and we definitely kink shame in this society. So I appreciate you being so open about
especially for women.
Yes, absolutely. I think kinks are like so fun, and everyone should get a few. Go buy them at your local store.
100%.
Second, I want to also just name, I heard you saying so much about his sexual pleasure that I just also want to name that I hope you're watching out for yourself and your kinks and your pleasure. I know you said that this doesn't totally like turn you on, but it also doesn't turn you off. So I just want to make sure that you're finding ways to implement your stuff too. And if you
Girl, he is taking such good care
that's
of
what
me.
I want like
that's why
I feel bad here.
Absolutely yes.
that's why you're willing to give.
I'm like, I'm not reciprocating the same, and I normally am. It's normally the opposite as a woman, you know.
Yeah,
guys normally don't really care about me, and I'm the one like making sure they're having a good time or whatever. And it's
You come from a place of abundance. Great.
You come from a place of abundance. Yeah.
Come from. Oh my God, my new shirt. Yeah. So, question: do you listen or have you perused the audio porn online?
Is that like audiobooks? Sexy audiobooks.
It's you put on some headphones.
Yeah.
You light the candle. Yeah. You turn the lights down.
And it's just the sounds of sex. Uh-huh.
No, it's literally every single one is different. I just did an episode on phone sex on my podcast where like the titles of these audio porns are so fucking specific. It's like, mermaid fucks you after you fell off your ship and you're on your way to death. Or like
Grim Reaper like pegs you as you're on your way to the underworld.
Like it can get as specific as that, or you can get like daddy wants to put a baby in you audio porn. And so those I started listening to, I think I discovered them last year, and I have sung their praises. Audio porn.
Oh wow.
You put on headphones, it makes it sound like there is someone right over your shoulder, man.
You listening right at work, right at your desk.
And it's so specific.
I work from home. So that's literally.
Sure, hey, and I mean to say this: if you work from home, you can listen to porn at your desk.
Yeah, do whatever you want when you're at home, man. Pants off. So my first suggestion would be find all the breeding kink audio porns because you're gonna just rip, copy paste, steal those lines. Okay. It's like acting. It's like you're somebody else. So if you want to be like a tiny fertile slut, like. Just find, like, step into that role play. Just be like an episode of Girls. Jemima Kirk and Adam Driver are fucking. And she's like, we're high school lovers. You're the football player and I'm the head cheerleader. And I don't want you to get me pregnant, but whoops, we did. And I need you to go buy me plan B after this because we're both too young to be parents. Like you can get as specific.
I feel like also there's like a seal on Dirty Talk or really like stuff like this where it's like once it's been said, you unlock the ability to say that thing and also more.
Yes.
So I think that it's like if you're like, I don't know what to say, just be confident because by the way, you're going to nail it.
Yeah.
But then also once you do, it opens up Pandora's box of like, you can say fucking anything. And it's going to be working for this guy.
It's only going to get better the more you throw shit out there, see what sticks.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of, and I also actually feel like that's actually also good advice. Throw shit out there and see what sticks, and you're gonna get a reaction from him. But you got to throw darts at the wall, okay?
Pretend to be an elf.
I'm a fucking elf. I'm casting a level 5 counter spell, and then if he, you know, for lack of a better term,
you did your job.
Then you guess what? You just found your little key.
Yep, and there's also a lot of fun. Toys to play with.
Okay.
With breeding kinks. I'm going to just say that to find some things that can go places.
Oh,
and
sure.
Very looking into that on his own and surprised me by bringing it up. And so he's very, I think, excited for that.
There you go. You can get a speculum on Amazon for very cheap.
Oh, like full props. This is like a short film set.
Oh my God. You've never played like gyno doctor impregnating patient.
Let me just get you into our
stirrups.
Ultrasound machine.
Exactly.
It was $9,000. this state of the art ultrasound machine.
The transvaginal
nothing ultrasound. Nothing makes me come like expensive authentic medical equipment.
Sterile Perfect. Gloves.
Let me just sterilize and then do a little bit of paperwork for you for an hour.
Sign in on this iPad.
Your copay is $170.
You can fin dom him at the same time.
Yeah, if you want to go in, your copay is going to be a lot. Well, yeah. I think you've got all the tools you need to get out there and start making your man spood.
Thank you, Fonda.
Thank you so much for your call, and I appreciate you. You're the best.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Happy hunting.
Happy New Year.
Happy and hey.
Thank you. You guys.
Happy new new.
Bye.
When is this episode coming out?
Wednesday.
Oh, sick.
Next Wednesday.
Oh, I was like,
comes out now. It's live.
That was a good one.
Kelsey, I'm glad you were here for that. By far, maybe one of the most explicit calls we've had.
Oh.
I feel like we don't dive deep into, actually, that's not true. That can't be true.
Were you going to say sex enough?
We don't talk explicitly about sex at all.
Every time I've been here, it's been sex.
And you got to start wondering, is it you?
Is it me? Is it me? Am I in the pajama?
Is it Kelsey or is it them?
Okay,
well, we've got to get to another call here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because we're pounding through this.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, daddy.
Miles, my brother's girlfriend won't stop sitting on me. And I thought I could ignore it, but it's getting to the point where I'm going to lose it. I can't deal with it. She keeps invading my space, and I am not comfortable with it, and I need tips on how to deal with this. I've already talked to my therapist, but you are a perfect person, and I need your advice. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Sitting.
Did she say sitting on her?
Sitting on her. Like she's
she
a piece
won't
of
stop like, sitting on her.
Like she's a piece of fucking furniture. Okay? She's coming over here, and she's going, sorry, I found my seat. Something somebody commented on a TikTok about my nose.
Miles, does your mother listen to this show?
Hello?
Hello! You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back with Kelsey Dara, because your brother's girlfriend won't stop sitting on you.
Did you say sitting
you said
or hitting
sitting,
on?
Right? Sitting?
I said sitting.
We
Unfortunately, Kelsey,
talk.
I did say sitting.
We gotta talk, girlfriend!
We gotta fucking break this shit the fuck down.
Tell me about, first of all, okay, we need names, Kelsey, and it's gotta be, okay, Jigglypuff's your name.
Obviously.
Obviously, the brother's girlfriend has gotta be, ooh, this is tough, which of the Pokemon would be dating? It's gonna be Charmander's your brother, and the girlfriend is gonna be Vaporeon.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, I love it. Okay, Vaporeon?
That's what he said.
Actually, it's Vulpix. Sorry.
Vulpix
is the girlfriend.
Stop confusing our listeners.
Sorry. You're Jigglypuff, your brother's Charmander, and his girlfriend's Vulpix.
Okay, I'm trying to keep up too. Sorry, Jigglypuff.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
No worries. Okay, so Charmander and Vulpix, they started dating about, they're saying 10 months. I really think it's like 5, but they're kind of dramatic. Whatever.
Cheater. I love it.
Okay.
So they've been dating that long, and she's been coming to our house all the time, which is normal. Great. Love it. They're happy and, in my opinion, kind of disgusting with how much PDA they have.
Oh, like a Kravis type PDA?
They're licking each other's ears in the kitchen.
Yeah. Like it's like, oh, that they're like, we don't think it's funny, but we all joke about it. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of tension there.
Got it.
But every time my brother leaves the room, Vulpix, she will come over and try to be touchy-feely with me, not in like a weird way, but she will sit so close, borderline on top of me. Actually, a couple times she has accidentally sat on top of me, and that's the problem for my call, is she doesn't understand that I am not a touchy-feely person. I've told her this. I've told her many times, like, oh yeah, like I'm not comfortable when people come into my space.
Oh.
And she's just not getting the gist, and she will always have some sort of physical contact with me, very unprompted, and it's getting to the point where every time she comes over, I have to think of an exit strategy for when she has to sit on top of me, and I'm talking like her thigh on my thigh, like we're cuddling in the corner of the couch.
Oh,
and I don't know what to do.
Do you think that she wants to tickle your pickle?
Yeah. Are you sure it's not sexual? It's literally just like her love language is physical touch kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've seen her do it with her best friend. I've seen her do it like with basically everyone. And I'm pretty sure it's not a, not a weird thing there.
Yeah.
Especially given our age difference, it should not be. But it's getting to the point where I don't know what to do. Every time she sits next to me, I have to come up with an excuse. I'm getting drinks. I'm going to the bathroom. She probably thinks I have a very small bladder because I'm always making an excuse of why I need to get up.
Does your brother know about this?
I've brought it up, but I've also had to bring it up. He's a very sensitive person. So if I say anything about her behavior, he thinks it's like an attack. So I have to be like, oh yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I'm not super comfy with it. Ha ha. And he'll be like, ah, that's just her. And I'm like, okay, well.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's what you got to do.
Yeah, Miles, break
next
down.
Time she comes over, right? She's going, hey, oh my goodness, Jigglypuff. It's been so long since we've chatted. She sits next to you. I want you to look her right in the eyes. And I want you to fucking fart so big and so loud and proud. And I want you to say, yeah, you smell that, you fucking little shitbag.
Miles, this is amazing. Because literally yesterday, I talked to my therapist about this problem, and my therapist was stumped.
Did your therapist say to fart as well? Because I just
groundbreaking new.
Do you want to be okay, here's the genuine question. Do you want to be friends with this person? No.
Well, she's got to be to a degree because she's over all the time. She doesn't want to. She wants to be able to live in her own home comfortably.
Okay, then I mean like all right, so you should probably either fart or be doing something like does this person? Yeah, it sounds like she's just trying to get a little bit of that
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I went into this question very confused because I was like, what kind of psychopath is just coming over and sitting on you?
Yeah.
But I'm slowly realizing I hate it because I am.
What do you mean?
I am that friend that constantly wants to be touching, cuddling, holding hands. Put my foot over your foot. Let's rub each other's foot.
The cuddler was inside the house the whole time.
The whole time. And I'm trying to think, how would I
want this,
right, so to let's be handled to me?
Yeah, you walk over to your friend and you sit sort of borderline on them. You take your shoes off in their house and you're sort of like, oh, hey, what would deter you? Because I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I know Kelsey, not much. Is going to deter her.
No.
Yeah.
And I put myself first, too.
A fart. So you're whiffing a fart in and seeing a single breath.
And I'm going, whoo, sister, that was a good one. Oh. And if she's got a pillow between us, I'm moving it, putting my head in her lap. That's just my love language. That's my friendship love language. I'm like a big touch. I want to twirl your hair while we talk.
Uh-huh.
Might be the lesbian in me, but still. I think you have to resort to violence.
Oh, you think you should beat the shit out of me?
I think the only thing that would make me actually take my friend seriously if they were like, get off me, is if they like stood up, looked me dead in the eye and screamed like, stop fucking touching me. I would be like, oh, whoa.
What about you spill a big mug of hot cocoa?
That would burn,
That would burn a little.
Yeah, that might work too. I do like that. I usually have a tea or coffee in hand.
Can you put a pillow barrier between y'all?
Yes, but I think she would just, this has happened where I've had a pillow like on my lap and I've kind of been curled up by myself and she'll just like reach to like grab my hand and we'll just be like holding hands.
Yeah, this is me. Oh God.
This is so you.
This is so me. I just want to be touching like at all.
And it's not that I don't like her. It's just we don't know each other very well and I like to let it like slowly grow.
This is her trying to get to know you quicker, faster than you're comfortable with.
Yeah, she's trying to like jump the turnstile of friendship and get close to you very fast.
You gotta move out.
But I think you got to move out and you got to disavow your brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. No.
Okay. We'll do.
I think that also the option is, okay, she does this and just be like, oh, sorry, I'm feeling super anxious right now. I just need a little bit of space.
Say you're sick.
So the whole anxiety thing, she's very sensitive too because, okay, so my dog, I just had to put my dog down like 2 days ago.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But she came over and we were like having people over and she like grabbed me and hugged me. And I'm not kidding, guys. It was 2 minutes. I had my watch on. I looked at it. It was 2 minutes.
Wow, that's a long,
a straight up hug. And I was like trying to let go because I also was trying not to cry because we were having people over.
Yeah.
And
she goes, how are you doing? And I just said, I don't want to talk about it right now. And then I went to go like change in my room.
Yeah.
She told my brother that like she was afraid I had offended her or that she had offended me. And like she was angry or worried that I was angry at her. So yeah. I don't
so
know.
So we need to break them up, actually.
Yeah, they need to break up. Sorry.
Can you make a fake Instagram, slide into her DMs, try and get her to flirt with your fake Insta, show your brother, have him break her heart?
You're a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's obsessed with this dude.
Okay. So I also think that, by the way, it sounds like her physical contact with you is way more about her.
Yeah.
Like she's obviously not thinking about what you are going to like. She's just like, she wants to feel, here's the thing. What she ultimately wants is she wants to feel this like maternal, big sister energy. Right?
Because that's what every time you want to be close with their sister. That is like classic.
I will say when someone hugs me because they think that I need it, I hate it.
Me too.
And especially if it's like a long, like I get like a long hug. It's like, oh, you know, whatever. That's what, but somebody being like, no, you need to be hugged. And get the fuck away from me.
It says more about them. Cause it's like, oh, they make you angry.
Yeah. It's more about them wanting to feel nurturing than them actually doing any nurturing.
Okay. I have an idea. Propose it as a game. Say Vulpix.
Okay, Kelsey. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's play a game. If you cannot touch me,
if you can fucking get away from me,
I will buy you your favorite boba and like start positively reinforcing her with no touch. Like a dog. Treat her like a canine.
Okay.
Oh, actually, this is good too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. This is really good too.
My advice, I know.
Kelsey, your advice is so good. Thanks for being on the show. So I actually think what you could do is next time you're in a room with her, not when she's not touching you, tell a story about how someone got too close to you and how, be like, oh my God, like bring it up and be like, yeah, my friend, it's so funny. Like she always sits really close to me. My friend does. And I just don't really like it. I'm not really that touchy feely of a person. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like have it be a non sequitur that maybe she's going to pick up on like, I didn't know that. I don't want her to dislike me.
So tell her the story of you and her to her face, but like it's someone else.
You hadn't noticed.
Just insert a different person.
Yeah. My friend freaking Mewtwo
won't stop touching me, mewing on my twos.
I know. And it's like, I just am not that touchy-feely of a person with anyone. Even my closest friends, I'm not that touchy-feely with. And it doesn't really mean I don't like them. It just is. And she starts crying.
Say you were diagnosed with a neurodivergent disorder and physical touch literally hurts. I'm serious.
You can't lie about that.
I can't wear some kind of material.
You can't lie about that.
It icks me. Nah, you can lie about that for sure.
I guess so. Hey, lie about whatever you want.
White lies, baby. It's to protect you. It's to keep you from telling the
truth. I feel like, Kelsey, you just gave me permission.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm a mental health expert.
Well, expert, I think, is in quotes.
I've been to a mental institution. Come on.
Mental health, quote, expert. I have experienced mental health.
Yeah, we all have. Haven't we? All I'm saying is I think that one's the winner,
and I appreciate you calling in.
I'm so sorry.
Lie about your experience and fake a story that allows her to realize that she is not the main character.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Will do. Thank you so much, Kelsey and Miles. I was literally listening to the new episode right now, so this is perfect timing.
Thank you so much for listening.
The universe delivers.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
That was wild.
Whoa.
I for sure thought her brother's girlfriend was hitting on her.
No, sitting. I even thought it was a lap situation.
I think this has really opened my eyes that I wasn't touched enough as a child. Why am I like this?
Because you really like a physical contact.
I do.
I'm physically, I actually like with my friends am very like, I don't know, like I'll throw an arm around, I'll kind of do it, you know, but like, yeah, I don't know. When people do it and I don't like it, I really don't like it. When it's people that I feel like haven't, like, they're not
they
on
don't
that
earn
level.
Your love.
Or it's like, I don't try to do
this. I don't do it to new stranger friends.
Yeah.
But I, like, my close friends, we're constantly, like, I just want to pull your sock. I just want to, like, flick your fucking pants around. Like, I just, I'm a touch.
Flick your pants around. Flick your pants around.
I don't know why I was like,
fucking flap your pants around. Flap your dick around. Flap your dick around.
But like a spat. Oh, yeah, dude. Okay, I got to think on that one for myself.
You also just learned something about herself.
I got to go home.
We got one more call here.
That's it?
Oh, I know. Sorry. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
That sounded like a rapper.
Yeah.
A rapper's call.
Yeet.
Hey, Miles. So my new roommate, who I don't know super well, made scones out of her breast milk and fed them to me and my other roommate. And then told us after the fact, after we ate them, that she made them with her breast milk.
You were assaulted.
Yeah.
This is assault.
Now it's just like really awkward.
This is literally a crime.
We don't really know what to do, and we're kind of supposed to live with her for like another 6 months.
That's so now there's just fucking like this weird
tension.
No,
in the apartment. So, any advice you could give?
This is a crime.
That's a crime.
This should be reported. This person is a psychopath.
That is so fucked up.
That is an insane.
That's
like cooking pancakes with your jizz.
It's I guess.
And watching people, and you're in the corner going like.
Yeah, you know, it's so fucking weird. She didn't say.
What? That's like, what I'm talking about. That's what I'm so fucking bothered.
It's like normal eccentric. Or no, not normal. It's weird eccentric to be like, I made scones with my breast milk. But then to not say is like a sociopath.
I need you to call this woman because she needs a lawyer. I would sue.
I would, yeah.
For fucking PTSD, dog.
Because I've had breast milk before.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello?
Hello, you called perfect person.
And a crime was committed to you.
We are a little bit worried about your safety, girly.
A fucking felony. Do you have a lawyer?
Hey, girl.
Are you okay?
Are you okay, girl?
Girl, we are fucking worried.
I'm here with Kelsey Dara.
I'm not okay, ma'am.
I can tell. Hello.
I
can tell.
Ma'am, is there anyone in the home with you?
Is she in the house right now?
Can you get to a safe place?
I am alone right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All good here.
Burn everything she owns.
My question before you even get into it, was this the first weird thing she did? Because it's so off the deep end.
I mean, she's just been kind of like, I don't know. We've only been living with her for like a month. So she's just been kind of like, I don't know, like, kind of like not, or like when she is around, it's like,
does she have a baby?
She doesn't. No. So we didn't even know that she was pregnant. She actually ended up having a miscarriage. Aww. But I guess like she was far enough along that she was like producing breast milk, but we didn't know anything. From what I know, I don't think she's like with anybody at the moment. So I don't know if it was, a planned thing or whatever, but yeah. So we're like trying to be sensitive, but at the same time, like,
that's so,
what the fuck happened?
Wait, so, okay. Walk us through. And specifically, I want to know, like,
fucking
you, this happened. She has scones. You have the scones. Then afterwards, what did you say?
How did you discover the breast milk ingredient?
Yeah. So, so she just kind of like baked these scones and was like, hey, like, you know, I made scones,
no.
Like, you know, would you guys want one? And we're like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, cool. Like, you know, thinking that this is going to be like, you know, we've been living with her for a little bit. Things haven't been like super, like we didn't automatically like click, you know? And so we're like, oh, cool. This is kind of like
I don't know, maybe us like bonding. And then afterwards they were like, oh. Yeah. And then afterwards, like, we were just all kind of like, you know, just chatting and stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I made those with my breast milk. And we're like,
girl,
what? Excuse me?
Girl.
So, yeah, that was, I was kind of like a shock. We're all still kind of like, me and my other roommate were like still kind of in shock, but we were just kind of like, well, we gotta go.
Did anyone go like, why would you do that? Like, did anyone say that to her?
We did after the fact. I feel like in the moment, we're all just kind shocked. Of like, so yeah. Shocked that we like, didn't really know what to do. But after kind of like disengaging and then, like thinking about it, and me and my roommate just kind of like chatting about it and being like, what the fuck did just happen? Like, just feels like really uncomfortable.
Oh.
We like approached her and we're like, hey, so like, why was that like an idea that you had?
No.
What did she fucking say?
She didn't really think anything of it, but she was just like, oh yeah, it was just something that I thought that I'd try out. And we're like, well, probably would have been better for you to tell us, but now we're just kind of like, I don't know, like, okay. Now that she knows that it wasn't cool for her to do, oh, we're kind of like all just in this like really awkward living situation.
I have to ask this first question before I launch into my diatribe. Were you guys out of milk?
Actually, question. No. We have a full thing of 2% and oat milk in the fridge.
Okay.
So.
We had all so right. Much milk. We had a surplus.
Well, 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 girly pal. Then this is just as bad as I fucking thought it was going to be.
Oh, my because God.
Because at first, listen, I can be sensitive to the miscarriage. I can be sensitive to trauma and all that stuff. Yeah. No amount of trauma gives you the pass to literally assault your new roommates. Because, listen, I'm not breast milk shaming. I'm not breast shaming. I love breasts, and breast milk is fine.
We love breasts on this show.
We fucking love breasts. But you,
what a stand. Hell yeah.
If you replace breast milk with any other bodily fluid, spit, period blood, feces, yeah. Pee, sweat, I would report this person to the police because it is just
bodily fluid.
Not, it's like a hazardous, not okay.
Yeah.
Thing. She didn't know if you guys could have been allergic. That's like when someone spikes your drink without your knowledge. Because sometimes you're like, give me a permission, surprise me. No,
no,
you did not ask for this. There's no way this is a psycho.
Because it's her thing DNA. To do. It's her DNA.
And it's not like what goes all the steps that went into her milking herself and putting it in there and then offering it to you guys. Like, there were so many steps that she could have been like, this is a thing. And she didn't,
because she didn't say weird.
What's because fucking crazy.
If she's experimenting in the kitchen, she goes, oh, squirts out a little, you know, whatever that she's experimenting in the kitchen. She didn't tell you that.
That's what else isn't she telling you?
Yeah, why would she keep that a secret?
Have you done a background check on this woman?
How did you find her?
It was just a roommate thing through Craigslist.
Oh.
She's a serial killer. She's wanted in 14
you
states.
You can't be getting Craigslist roommates in
2023. I'm not even entirely sure she was pregnant. Some women can think themselves into lactation. Did you know that?
Okay. Is that true?
Is that true?
If you do a breathing exercise, you can think yourself.
No, I'm not kidding.
Lactate.
You can literally think yourself into lactation.
Oh, it's a hysterical pregnancy or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, this is, I think you got to tell her to leave.
Like, this is so much more than about just getting fed breast milk against your will.
It's not going to get better.
No.
It's only this. If this is month one,
this could not be a clearer red flag.
Month four is her shitting in the fridge
and leaving it with
and leaving it with your name on it. Hi, I made you a little dessert. There's no like.
No.
She's on a different wavelength.
I don't want to be in like a help situation.
You are. You're already there, girl.
You're in a help situation. You need to just say, hey. This has been, you know, it's been really good. We have a friend that is going to move in and it just does not seem like a fit. We're going to give you 30 days or whatever to just, be able to find a new place. But I'm so sorry. It's just not going to work out.
And honestly, I don't even know that I'd be that nice. I'd pack up her shit for her.
Yeah.
I'd say, here's a printout of 10 apartments nearby for sale.
Yeah.
You got to go, you fucking weirdo.
For sale. You got to buy them.
Yeah. You got to go into debt to get this house.
I think it's like, I get that. I'm like, maybe she's, I don't know.
I get that she went through something really tough.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just like, maybe she's traumatized.
But that does not give you
It doesn't. But I'm like, maybe I'm like, what's going through her head where she wouldn't tell?
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like, I get it. So maybe she's like, okay, I'm going through traumatized. I'm going through something. I want to use this milk. My body's producing whatever.
Get it out.
But I get that. But I'm like, why would she not be like, by the way, I made scones with my breast milk. Isn't that weird? Would you like some?
Yeah. That's
and then you'd
the
be able to be like, actually,
okay.
I'll take a bite of
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, why not try it? Crazy taste test. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
Let's make this a bonding exercise.
Oh my God, this is wacky.
Yes, and like, there's no excuse, like being drunk or like being in trauma. Like, there isn't an excuse where it's somebody else's bodyhood that
DNA
you get to
all.
Choose to do something with. Like, that's what just trips me up, is like, she was choosing for you, and that takes away... Like, and that's like base level roommate respect shit.
So how is the vibe and dynamic in your house now?
Can't be well.
Are you guys just all sort of like walking around solemnly?
And me and my other roommate obviously are like pretty close. We lived together for like a while, but it is kind of like just whenever like one of us is home alone with her, like we're all just kind of like in our own rooms.
Did she finish the scones?
Were they good?
By the way, we didn't even ask. How did they taste?
Now that we're clear through the
anger. They were delicious. Best scone I've ever had.
You know, they weren't bad, and that's, I think, the worst of it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, maybe she just got to keep making those scones for you. She can stay in the apartment a little
longer.
But
now you don't trust her with fucking anything. Yeah. Hey, here's some leftovers. Or like, hey, I made this.
I vomited them.
Hey, I'm going to pay rent. Just a day or two late, I would trust her with nothing.
Here's a cocktail. I put a little bit of my blood in it.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying.
You got to just tell her to move out. Because here's the thing. It's going to be better for her, too. She probably doesn't enjoy also that she poisoned you guys.
Yeah.
And then didn't know about it.
No.
So wait, I need to know more about her exact response. You said, hey, why'd you do this? This was weird. And she said, what?
Well,
that's
I didn't
so
even
crazy.
Think about it. It didn't really I just wanted to try this thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much what her response was. Like, I don't know if that's just like the kind of person that she is, that she just like, you know, thought that this would be an interesting like way of baking or something, or of like an interesting, I don't know, experiment. But I'm not sure if she's done anything like this before. Like,
oh, for sure she has. There's no way this is just something she thought of on a whim.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to go sneak into her bathroom.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to take a piece of hair or a fingernail clipping out of her bathroom.
And boil it down into a soup.
And take it to your local police station.
And say, have you found this DNA?
And I'm going to need you to run it through their fucking database.
Yeah,
That's my only advice.
Run that DNA, honey. You got to be running
There's
that.
There's no... the way I'm not going to be able to sleep until I know how this resolves itself, girl... I need to know that this person is behind bars or out of your life. And
it really is. I keep thinking about it. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but it is so sinister to not say.
That's what I can't get over.
I'm like, why would you, if you thought it was interesting, why wouldn't you say?
Why wouldn't you be like, don't you think this is interesting?
Yeah, like why?
Give her the choice.
That's super fucking weird.
Yeah, she was. I do have to say, she was like pretty proud when she told us, like, "Oh yeah, and I made this with my breast milk." Like, she was. It was kind of like, I don't know if she thought that we'd be like, "Oh wow, like that's so unique." But
do you know what?
We did not have that reaction.
Do you know what I'm just remembering?
Yeah, what's that?
At ButtFeed, we did a video where people willingly and consented to trying breast milk.
Yeah.
But they did not tell them that it was from an employee of theirs. And I'm just now realizing how insane that is.
Wait, they didn't say whose it was?
Yeah, like part of the video was they came in after they finished drinking it and were like, that's actually mine.
That is fucking crazy. Mm. I would not do that. I would want to know who it was because that, like...
I think they just thought it was from like a milk bank.
That is fucking weird.
We got, oh boy. Okay.
I've tried my wife's breast milk.
I bet you have.
To her,
well, a little nasty.
To her insistence,
it's good. Sometimes
she was like, "You got." At first, I was hesitant. I was like, "I don't know." And she goes, "Come on,
yeah, you have to try it.
Tried it. Sweet. Tastes like cereal milk.
Yeah. People, it's like people say they've never tried their own cum. I'm like, you fucking liar.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
But we are really fearing for
your safety. Yeah, and well-being. You are, and your roommate.
But you just got to tell her to move out. Just say, hey, sorry.
You got to go, sis.
It's not a good fit. I get it. We just feel like it's not a good fit. And you got to leave. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And steal the hair before she goes.
For sure. I just, like, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for just, like, kind of reaffirming our... like that our emotional reaction to this is correct because we were kind of going back and forth on like, I don't know, like, is it, are we being worried about this?
Missed the 5 minutes before we called you where Miles and I were losing our minds.
There's something about a stranger too. It's just like, you barely know this
Craigslist
person. Yeah.
This is a kink. She might. Oh my dude. I can't go down. This is why I can't do true crime podcasts. I'm not okay.
Too many fluids.
Too many fucking fluids.
Thanks for calling in. You're the best.
I'm so sorry. Please update us soon.
We hope your next roommate doesn't do this.
Or kill you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Can I get a fake name before
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't think you realized, but I've been calling you Girl that whole time. Girl.
Gore?
G-W-O-R-L.
Girl.
Girl.
Hey, girl.
Girl, you are unsafe, girl.
Girl, you are...
Did you hang up on her?
I'm going to call her back. I didn't mean to hang up.
Hey.
Okay, I didn't
Miles
mean to hang up. I didn't mean to
Miles
hang up on
hung
you.
Miles up on you as we were bonding over your fake name.
I'm so sorry, but you've been amazing, and I really appreciate you calling in, Gwirl.
Gwirl.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you, Gwirl.
I love you. Bye, Gwirl.
That was insane. Bye. Why would we end on that? I don't feel good.
Kelsey.
I actually feel bad now.
That was wild.
I'm unwell.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
This is a segment we like to call Get Real.
Yeah.
It's a segment where we get fucking real.
Get real. Get deep.
We cast aside the bullshit and we connect on a deeper level.
Ooh, let's do it.
With the power of music. 2024 for you, Kelsey. Mm. You are sort of someone who lives hard.
Hard. This is spoken poem.
What does this year have in store for you?
What does?
And what are you afraid of?
Fireworks
happening. Fireworks.
Go to patreon.com if you haven't.
If you haven't heard that horrifying story.
What is in store for all of us?
What do you hope for the year and what do you fear from the year?
What do I fear? Apocalypse, impending doom, another Trump in office.
Would suck.
Yeah. News is out. Hot space is out.
Hot space?
Yeah, just like hot rooms. I want the temperature at 65 everywhere I go.
Chilly.
Yeah, long nails out.
Really?
Oh my God, goodbye. Long nails. Feathers, out.
Okay.
Lanterns, out.
Okay, this is sort of an in and out list. Yes. Not really the things that matter.
In abundance.
Okay.
Shoe.
Wearing shoe.
Collars. I want bulgogi. Morning, noon, and night.
This is crazy.
Gluten free? All right. We're making it better this year.
Yeah. This is like spoken word poetry. Bulgogi, morning, noon, and night. I want.
Afternoon delight.
Oh.
No, do whatever the fuck you want. I want this year. Someone said this well. They said the year of like grind set, hot side hustles is out.
Yeah.
We're sleepy in 2024.
Love
We're
that.
Resting.
Yeah, I like
you
that.
Can grind as long as you rest, boo.
Well, that's I fully agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a sense of routine down because I feel like I have so many goals I want to do, but I don't want to do them if they're not sustainable. Mm. Like, I want to make a YouTube video every week this year.
No.
It's probably not going to happen in the next month, but I want to build to that goal and be like, all right, now I have a weekly schedule. But I only want to do that if it is like okay, Wednesdays I typically will shoot something and then I edit it on Friday. Like, I want to make sure that it's built into my life. I don't want it to be like, all right, I'm fucking burning it at both ends and Saturday and Sunday I'm editing and then I'm losing my time with my family and it's not going to work. So I'm trying to be on the grind set mindset in a sustainable way.
Sustainably grinding.
I want to be sustainably grinding like me in middle school. At the eco-friendly school dance.
I heard a great quote recently by a friend. It's Zach, who said...
A great quote from Kornfeld himself.
Not Kornfeld, Noe Towers.
Noe Towers.
He said, things take as long as you let them. Things get done when you do them.
I think that's true.
And I just went, it sounds so fucking stupid, but it's so real. Like, this will take as long as I give myself... the time to do it.
I think that's really
true. If I decide it's done on Friday, then guess what, bitch?
It's gonna be done.
You're done on Friday.
Yeah.
And I went, all right, that's a good way of putting it. Because when you work for yourself, baby, those days are long.
How do you manage your time like that? Like, are you somebody who's like, you're good at giving yourself a schedule and sticking to it and you're at your desk? No, you don't seem it. You don't seem it to be.
No, you're accurate. I'm good at, I'm not good at deadlines, but I'm good at working. So I'm working on deadlines.
I like that.
Yeah, more can they get better at deadlines.
I do, yeah, because I'm sort of new to this fully self-employed game. And it is, there's so many things I want to accomplish. And I find that the thing that gets in my way is just like...
Yourself.
My fucking self. But also I'm just like, I have to go to the fucking grocery store.
You can order groceries. That's what I started doing. I started not leaving my house as often as possible. Automation.
Oh, that's interesting.
Amazon. Robots.
You know what I'll actually say? Something, and this is getting real right at the cusp.
Get it.
But I've actually been trying to add friction to my life. And I think it's because I sometimes feel like when I'm ultra efficient, it just begets more work. But it makes my life worse. I think to be like, okay, everything is Amazon delivered and it's all fucking and I wake up but I feel like
you're not living.
And I do everything myself instead of asking friends for help or favors or you know, working with other people. And it's like easier for me to just stay home because I'm tired and I deserve it. And it's like, I think actually adding friction to my life. And it's like, okay, you know what? I need this thing. Let me go to the local hardware store and let me fucking try to get it. I actually think it makes my life more rich and full and feel less automated. And it makes my days feel longer.
Dog, I could not snap to that harder because you have to have a life.
Yeah.
Like life isn't just like constantly hitting goals. It's you actually have to live. You have to pick up a fucking hammer. You got to drill through your fucking chair.
Drill through the chair.
You got to wash your socks, which I've been wearing these for 2 days straight. Can you tell?
Only 2 days. Pretty dirty for 2 days.
I sleep with them on. I've been so cold lately.
You sleep in socks that you wear
all day.
All day.
And then I wear them all day the next day.
That is interesting.
If you want to buy feet content from me, hit me up at Kelsey Darrow.
You selling feet stuff?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Does it do well? How's the business doing?
I've got like clients.
Do you really?
That are just consistent that whenever I want to like postmate something like kind of bougie.
Is this real? You sell feet content?
Have I ever lied to you?
I guess yeah.
I can't think of once when I've lied to
when
you.
When you want a Postmates, you just say
I DM them and I'll go be like, here, $80 for a feet pic. And they do it.
I like that it's made to order.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll bother me and I'm like, ugh, I'll get to you when I'm hungry.
So funny.
I need a sugar daddy.
If you're out there and you're sugar daddy, hit up Kelsey. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure. I love
always,
being here.
Always a fucking pleasure to have you on.
Hey, and if you ever want to talk, grindset, mindset, working alone, I'm here for you, pal.
Thanks. You're welcome. Appreciate that. And check out Confidently Insecure.
Yeah, we're doing a live show in New York City and Philly. If you live states, please come. It's going to be chaos.
New York City, totally. Why Philly? Just nearby, cool venue?
Nearby, cool venue. Same company that runs them.
Same company. Oh, you got a company?
Love Philly. Yeah.
Your company?
No. Well, yeah, I own my own company.
No. I mean, it's doing like live shows for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just that we're trying this out and seeing if it works. All right. So these two shows. New York City and Philly in February 6th and 7th.
Go.
So come buy tickets. It's going to be chaos and kisses.
That's awesome. Yeah. Also, we got to make that morning routine video because I think that's so fucking funny.
The idea of you go, I mean, I'll be your beta test, but like you should have a show where it's like you go to different celebrities' house and you do their morning routine. That would be such a banger.
I'm at the summer days. Yeah,
I got that.
Kelsey, you're the best.
You are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're out there and you have a problem and you're wondering how the hell do I solve it, just remember that no matter who you are or where you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.